Good day, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio, making us a part of your day. In today's episode, I catch up with a very special and dear friend of mine, Carolyn Gross. Carolyn has been a chaos researcher for 25 years. Her expertise addresses the global shuffle from the pandemic that has redirected all our lives. As an award-winning speaker, author, and reinvention strategist, she has been seen on NBC, ABC, and Lifetime TV. Her thinking and health approach is just a little bit ahead of most. So thank you as you tune into this episode of Total Wellness Radio and we catch up with Carolyn Gross. Hey, good day, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio. I got to tell you, I am thrilled and overjoyed, actually, to have today's guest on. We have a very special topic, a very special message to share. And today's guest, my very special, very own, Carolyn Gross. Thank you so much for taking the time to be on Total Wellness Radio.
It's a privilege, Dr. Dan.
You and I were reminiscing a little bit recently, and I believe it was the summer of 2012 that you and I originally crossed paths. Is that right?
You know, I think you're right because I remember where my booth was, and it was right before I released a pretty major book in 2013. So you were spot on, which is why I'm complimenting you on your memory.
Well, thank you so much. And we have some amazing points, amazing events coming up that we want to make sure the world is aware of because they're definitely going to want to take advantage of it. It is now more timely than ever. Your topic, which is the rise above the chaos, is our theme. Let's get started on that, shall we?
Let's.
You know what?
I talk about it all the time.
Well, you're the best. And here's what's fascinating to me, Carolyn, about you and our relationship the last almost 13 years, is that you are really ahead of the game. I mean, you really kind of, I don't know if you see trends, if you've got your own little crystal ball. I mean, but you are really in a unique position to help people navigate not just where they're coming from, but what's coming at us in the future. And would that be a fair estimation?
You know, I finally own it, Dan, but I have been wired that way since I was in my 20s and 30s. So yes, that is Carolyn Gross. A little bit ahead.
Yes.
Most people. A little bit.
My experience with high-level professionals in our industry, such as yourself, you know, a speaker, a strategist, an author. One of the things that I'm always intrigued with, and I'd like just to take a minute on this as we get deeper into the topic, is to share with our listeners what was it that happened in your past that was the catalyst that put you on this journey to be the chaos specialist and how to navigate these things for people in the future. What was it that put you on this path?
Well, it's in that book, that first book that I wrote, Staying Calm in the Midst of Chaos. And I was coming into my awareness that I wanted to do something than be a food broker and be in the food service business. And I went to a convention in Seattle on a 4th of July weekend in 1990. And here I was all excited to get to this convention. It was kind of a last minute choice. And I did mention 4th of July, I'll say it twice. And all of a sudden, midway through the convention, I was like, I wanna go to Mount Rainier. I wanna go to Mount Rainier National Park. And so now I leave the convention, I go to Mount Rainier National Park, I don't have a reservation, and it's a holiday weekend, and I get there, and at the foot of that mountain while hiking, I saw a vision of my future self. And that future me was a motivational speaker. I was in front of an audience of, say, 300 to 500 people. And the back of the room, almost like when Tony Robbins started, it was like that kind of thing. And the back of the room was like 30 feet of tables with all these books on it. And in the vision, they were my books. So it was a gift from, I believe, the Holy Spirit, and mm-hmm. that I was given that assignment. And through thick and thin, Dan, I've stayed, a motivational speaker and a thought leader, you know, whether the world was shut down or whether there were terrorist attacks or mortgage bubbles burst or all the rest of it.
What do you find, Carolyn, with such a dynamic start and knowing that you're in alignment with your, you know, with your destiny, with that message that you're bringing to the world? What's the most exciting, or should I say fulfilling, aspect that you find about your career as a motivational speaker, an author, that type of thing?
Well, quite honestly, anytime I have chaos, then I will be looking at it in the way that I teach. And that is, all right, you're here. What are you going to teach me?
What do you find to be the most challenging as you help others, as you have so amazingly and proficiently helped so many thousands of people all across the world, really, with your books and your lectures? What do you find to be the most challenging aspect of that?
Well, it's always the ones you love and your family.
Yes. That is so
right?
True. That is so true.
I mean, and I'm only laughing because it's so ironic, right? That right in your own home, as I like to say, I believe my job as a motivational speaker starts the minute that I arrive in the airport. So as soon as I enter the public domain, you know, I look for people that maybe need to smile or look like they're having a rough time. If it's a misconnection, lost luggage or whatever, they just have a dark cloud around them. And so I will take and embody that persona the whole trip. You know, I just got back from a 5-day event in Florida, and yet I will cross the threshold of my home and, you know, especially if you're gone for 5 days, and I'll see that my husband didn't do something, or, you know, why isn't the dog poop picked up? And I'll and I'm not nice. And I'm like, wow, that's not so good, you know?
Well, that just it confirms that we're human, Carolyn.
It does. And we don't like dog poop in the yard.
No, we do not. That's a chaos of its own.
Anyway, but you know, you're going to ask me straight. I'm going to answer you straight across.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And I, you know, the event that you've got coming up and some of the other resources that we want to really dive into deeply and kind of kick off in a little bit more of a serious direction, I suppose. And that is
sure.
The Rise Above the Chaos. And the talk that that you and I had really didn't have a chance to, you know, go through any of this ahead of time. We're just giving all of our listeners just the live raw material. But talk to us a little bit about COVID and the chaos that produced.
Well, I mean, that's about 10 shows, but let's do the thumbnail version.
Yes.
Well, first of all, you know, I just told you, when chaos shows up, I look at it and say, what are you going to teach me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because if I will position myself as a student of the circumstance or the crisis or the challenge rather than a victim, let me say that again.
Please.
If I position myself as a student of the crisis rather than a victim, I am going to glean whole different experience from it. Now, that doesn't mean I won't default into the victim experience, but if I'm always trying to learn and grow stronger, then I keep rising to the student seat. And I mean, I've never been so busy in my research and in my production of material, which is why there's this retreat coming up in October. I've never been so prolific as a writer and as a thought leader, because as the different levels, you know, we're open, we're not open, we all have to be vaccinated, you know. And I even wondered if they were going to drive down the street, you know, and make us come out in our driveway and that type of thing. I mean, I almost saw, you know, a very expanded vision. But these kinds of things have happened in the history of man and womankind. So, but really, really realizing that right now that our own self-awareness and our well-being are a first priority. And if you haven't made it your first priority, hopefully you will after you listen to Dan and I, Dr. Dan.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I think it just feels right now that I'm drawn towards, you know, really giving our listeners a little more in-depth qualification on your part, because you are yourself a 20-year survivor of breast cancer, and that's a miracle. It's an amazing. There's such an empowering story behind that. Share with our listeners, you know, that journey that you went on as well.
Absolutely. So I did get the courage to start my own business, leave that food company job with an expense account and a salary and bonuses and, you know, car allowance. I mean, just a real fluffy life, okay? And here I've got this mission because of Mount Rainier and a 4th of July weekend. So I start the business and Creative Life Solutions in 1997. And as a lecturer, you've got to have enough content to write a book. Otherwise, like, what are you doing on the platform? Are you copying everybody else? And of course, now we have AI. They can write your speech. But the thing is, your audience is always going to know if you've lived your material and if you're vetted.
Yep.
You know, because there's too much plastic going on out there, superficial plastic, and don't even get me started on the lies.
Yep.
So what happened was, I'm getting my material together and I get the book, Staying Calm in the Midst of Chaos, written. I tour it. And the next thing you know, after 24 cities in my book tour from 2002 to 2003, I got tired. Now, you know, I've been in the health field like you, Dr. Dan, a long time. So I do yoga, I pray, I meditate, I don't eat sugar, wheat, or flour, I don't drink alcohol, and I don't do drugs. So why am I tired? Why? And that list was fast, but it's all real and it's still true to this day. And the thing is, I woke up and found a lump in my breast, and indeed it was stage 3 breast cancer. Quickly, though, I will tell you, both grandmothers had breast cancer, so it was in my bloodline. Mm-hmm. And you do have some interesting stuff about habits and heredity, but when you do look at heredity, according to Dr. Rubio, who was the doctor who treated me successfully and then I worked with for 12 years at the clinical hospital level, you have about a 27% chance. So that's, you know, that's not a huge number, but it isn't nothing. And so here I was with stage 3 breast cancer. And when the doctors went to do the same thing to me in 2003, as they had done with my grandmothers in the 70s, I said, something's not right. And again, I just listened for that guidance on what to do. And the surgeon was a little bit aggressive with me, and he tried to shame me. I'm like, I've just been on a book tour, sir. The woman you're trying to shame has just been on a book tour, and she's also been president of the National Speakers Association, experts in all different topics across our country. And you're trying to shame me because I have cancer? You are not the man for me. So really, I had to have that kind of doctor experience to go the road less traveled. But babe, I went the road less traveled, found about immunotherapy. I already knew I was tired from the book tour, and I had the intuition that I thought I could survive the cancer, but not the traditional treatment. I thought the traditional cancer treatment would potentially kill me. And that's why I went with low-dose chemo, radiation, and customized cancer vaccines. Mm-hmm. A word we know a lot about today, but we didn't back in 2003.
That's correct. That's correct. There's been so much that you've really, through your own journey, through your own success overcoming breast cancer, have pioneered. Wouldn't that be accurate to say?
Well, I pioneered the treatable and beatable mindset. I pioneered claiming your power with any diagnosis. so that you don't let a medical professional necessarily steer you into something that you feel innately and instinctively isn't right for you. That's the first way that we get protected in this world. You know, we know not to go down a dark alley if you see people that are kind of hooded and hiding. Gee, let's go take a walk down that dark alley. You know, we have an innate instinctive sense. Our body has wisdom. So that's the stuff that I align with. And it's been pioneered by a lot of people, but I will be very vocal about it. Yeah.
And again, just to refresh our listeners, how long did you work with Dr. Rubio in his clinic?
Oh, I probably worked full time, you know, as a consultant for 12 years. But when I wrote two books, Treatable and Beatable, Healing Cancer Without Surgery, and then I published his research, those threw in another 3 years. So it was about a 15-year tenure.
Wow.
Yeah.
And their clinic is still going strong to this day, which is just fantastic. I just love knowing about that.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah. You guys have done some amazing, again, groundbreaking work with pioneering research, pioneering, you know, educating people on what's available. And that's, I think, part of it is that people just don't know what they don't know. There's so much available in the realm of taking control, taking charge. You know, don't buy into the diagnosis, buy into a solution that you get to be responsible for and have influence on. And don't just take the word of the so-called expert regarding your health.
And I'm no longer affiliated with Rubio Cancer Center because that little bit of a head thing that you referenced at the beginning, I got a feeling that there was a lot of chaos in the world before pandemic. So I went back to my original work and then wrote Rise Above the Chaos before the pandemic. So I started putting on health events, enrich your life events, and health retreats before the pandemic when I, you know, I just got out of Dodge. I had a feeling that Tijuana wasn't going to be a safe place. So that's why I left.
Ah. For the listeners.
And I was right.
Yes, you were right.
The immigrants, yeah, migrants. Mm-hmm.
For the listeners, real quick, I just want to give a real quick plug here. Please be sure and visit Catherine Gross's websites. The
Carolyn,
excuse me, forgive me, dear.
I forgive you, Dr. Don.
Touché. Be sure and visit Carolyn Gross's website. I love that you've got two different sites here. The first one is creativelifesolutions.com, and then also you have gravitatetohealth.com. What are our listeners going to find when they visit your sites, Carolyn?
Well, let's do Gravitate to Health first, because that is the Palm Springs retreat that starts October 13th, and that's my actual day of my 20-year anniversary as a cancer survivor. And so that retreat, you know, are you ready to sit at the table in the Sacred Valley of Palm Springs and restore and redefine your life? So that's just shaking off all the pandemic stress, all the continued insanity that we're being bombarded with in media, and listening for that inner wisdom that I've been talking about, you know, throughout our interview. And not only am I able to listen to mine, but I'm able to foster and amplify that in others. Do you know what I mean? Where we strip away the facade and get right to the soul. Yep. And the heart of the matter.
Yep. Yeah, the removal of the veneer that has so conveniently covered up these areas of people's lives, but what they don't realize is that it's kept them trapped.
So true. And I'm so glad that you're helping on that front, which is why we've always had an alignment and a partnership, right?
That's true. Yes. We've always clicked, you and I. I just love it when we get a chance to come together. And I think our listeners will understand this too. This small point is that maybe we're not in touch with each other every single day and all these other, you know, the contact may go an extended period of time, but when you and I reconnected, it's almost like we pick up exactly where we left off. There's yeah. no There's no small talk. There's no chit chat. There's like, wow, we're just real, like you said, aligned. And I think that is why it's so important that people take your upcoming events so seriously, is because they're going to realize how out of alignment they have been in so many ways. And this is going to do that exactly what it says. It's going to restore that alignment with what their higher purpose is really all about.
And guess what? For your listeners, we're going to do a $200 savings for people who register, but they've got to register by September to, what's our date today?
Today's the 19th.
Okay, well, they've got to register by the 24th. So how's that? We'll give them a little more than 48 hours. We'll give them 4 days.
Perfect.
And then that way they can have a seat at the table and anyway, there's health professionals mostly attending this event, by the way. What can I say?
Yes, I'm excited. Now, what year is this for the event for Carolyn?
Yeah, October 13th through the 15th, 2023. It's in just a little under 30 days.
Gotcha. And this is the first year of the event?
Yes, it is, but it will be an annual event, and there's probably going to be one in the spring. But this one's going to be singular because I'm going to give away all the secrets of Palm Springs that helped me heal cancer 20 years ago.
That is fascinating. That is fascinating.
Why not? Why not? Why not be fascinating?
Absolutely. That's why we've always hit it off so well, right? Is because of the things that... We're always about those things that matter most in the lives of others. To be of service is to serve ourselves, to identify solutions and position people to thrive. We're automatically thriving ourselves. I just love that that's what we're about.
And the other site, Creative Life Solutions, has all my books on it. It has a lot of videos. And then, of course, I'm a popular keynote speaker at conferences and associations and wellness programs and companies, et cetera, et cetera. So that's all in Creative Life Solutions. It's a plethora of all kinds of tools and videos and tidbits.
Yeah. You know, as we travel this journey, and you mentioned to our listeners, you know, your experience at Mount Rainier, your past experience of being a successful thriver over cancer,
yeah.
Not a survivor, you're a thriver over cancer. Is there anybody that comes to mind, and this might be shifting just a little direction, but for giving people insight into Carolyn, right? Is there any person that you would like to, you know, acknowledge or give some kudos to? Maybe just a shout out. It's like, hey, this person really had a major impact or influence on my life.
Oh my God, there's a list.
Yes.
So to teach, one must be a student, right? So I've had many teachers, and I guess I'll do two. This is sort of a fun story. So, you know, I can't teach self-awareness or help people align with their souls if I haven't done that work myself, okay? And we do take on our parents, we take on bosses, we take on, now we have social media to add another layer of who we should be, you know,
yes.
Who's the latest TikTok influencer, you know, totally somebody you don't know at all, you know, but there they are and they look and sound good. So the thing is, when we strip away all that, I had a therapist, and I also had like a PhD minister who eventually wrote 42 books. But these people were helping me when I was in my 30s, my early 30s. And I think the greatest compliment of all was when the therapist said, I will no longer be your therapist. And, you know, remember I said you can be a student of chaos or you can be a victim.
Mm.
Well, for a minute, I was like a victim. Like, what do you mean you're not going to be my therapist anymore? I thought she was going to be my therapist till I died. And she goes, I'm no longer going to be your therapist. I'm going to be your friend.
Wow.
And it turned out she was moving to Hawaii. So she was closing up her practice, but she just absolutely said, I want to be friends with you the rest of your life. And we are. And then the second woman that was the PhD and wrote the 42 books, she was a minister's minister. So she had a church and then she trained ministers. And I wanted her to train me as a minister, but, you know, God had other plans. And I'm a motivator instead of a minister in a church. And she was my spiritual mother. And I don't think there's anything I do successfully without saying that woman had to be behind it. So there they are, Judith and Sandra Lee.
Judith and Sandra. Well, thank you, Judith and Sandra, for crossing paths with Carolyn when you did, because we have all benefited because of that friendship, for sure.
Now, what about you? That's such a brilliant question. You must get a lot of mileage on it. What's yours? Do you tell that story often?
In terms of the people that have the greatest impact on my life?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I can boil it down to two. I really can, and thank you for setting the tone on that. My father, obviously... Yeah. Most people don't know this. I don't think I've ever said this on the air, but most people don't know that I'm adopted, okay?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know that.
Yeah. And so my growing up, I didn't find out that I was an adopted child till I was 14. And obviously that produced some level of, trauma and so
chaos.
On. But, yeah, chaos. Thank you. But we successfully navigated that. But as I grew older... I realized what an amazing man to come into someone's life and say, I will be your father. I will be your mentor. I will be your guide. I will be your disciplinarian. I will be your spiritual advisor. I will raise you from a boy into manhood. So as I've pondered that over the years, and with the help of reading your first book, Staying Calm in the Midst of Chaos, I was able to really kind of anchor into... what an amazing life I've been blessed to receive because of this gentleman being willing to step up and be my father. He chose to. He wasn't forced to. He chose to be a father. And as a result of that, he's introduced me to dozens and dozens of people whom I consider my mentor. And I've been able to stand, obviously, on the shoulders of giants in my industry for the past 20-plus years. Another gentleman is a guy by the name of Lawrence Thompson, who I was introduced to by my father in 1983. And that gentleman has been a ongoing influence in my life in terms of how I conduct myself in business. It really molded me in kind of the business arena. And
nice.
And so that's this gentleman went on to and still is alive. Still doing well. He went on to build not one, not two, but three different multi-billion-dollar businesses in various industries. And so I've always had a great deal of respect and admiration for him because of the character behind the person.
Nice.
And how to adopt that type of character in my own life and my business endeavors. And so thank you for asking. No one's ever reversed that on me before, so thank you for doing that.
Well, it's such a good question, and I wanted to know. So there. I wanted to know, and so do your listeners.
Yes, yes. Well, we have a very open line of communication here, and I just love I love what we're able to do for our listeners and share with them. I mean, most people don't realize, and I just got to toot your horn a little bit, Carolyn, because... Most people don't realize that you've got over 25 years experience in this industry, that you have been not only an award-winning speaker and author, you have been seen on NBC, ABC, Lifetime TV. Your thinking and health approach has always been, and I mentioned this when we first started, just a little bit ahead of most. And so you won't say that about you, but I'm going to say that about you for all of our listeners because... of the dynamic impact. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, I think you're just scratching the surface and getting started with this, don't you?
Absolutely. See, that just floors me that you would say that, but I absolutely feel that way, Dan. And I feel like the pandemic was my PhD, you know, that I So it's almost like I'm just wrapping up now with my thesis. Of course, I have another book that will be coming out, and I'm going to shop that with the New York publishers, so I'm not even going to mess with anything, you know, underneath that. Mm-hmm. But and you can have me back on that, because, of course, I don't disclose titles or anything like that ahead of time. But, yeah, it's really – and I have to – reflect that question to you, Dan. Are you also feeling like you're still like ascending to your fullest potential and service here?
You know, I really appreciate you bringing that up, because it's been an amazing journey since November 1st of 2001 to be in clinical practice, to do an internship with my father, to take over in 2006 and grow ourselves into a 10-person large facility, manufacturing clinic, and mentorship to other practitioners. And yes, it feels like we are still just, I mean, there's the next 20 years I'm more excited about than the last.
Yeah, that's me. That's how I live.
So I know that you adhere to this. I know that I try to adhere to this in terms of making great choices about diet, lifestyle, stress reduction. You know, I'm in the best physical shape I've been in since about age 35. I'm going to be, you know, going 58 this year. I feel good. You know, I got four amazing granddaughters now that are also a part of my life that I get to contribute to. So, yeah, I feel like, you know, the next 20 years are going to be in many ways more robust and more impactful, as I know you feel that same way too, as we remain students and remain teachers.
And let's send that out to every person listening to this broadcast. Let's infuse them
absolutely
with the best is yet to come.
So
because
true.
If you can rise above the chaos and then be a light to others, the possibilities are unlimited. And it doesn't matter where you're at, if you're doing hair or nails or cleaning houses, or you're serving in a spa, a medical facility, insurance, real estate, I don't care. We need encouragement in every place we travel in this life, and we travel lots of places, don't we? It's not all about doctors and nurses and, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's so true. So true. We are about to wrap up our time together today. However, promise me we will definitely do this again in the future.
Absolutely.
And I usually allow my guests to share one of their most favorite pearls of wisdom at the end of the conversation, but I've got two pearls that I'm going to have. This is going to be fun. I've got two pearls from Carolyn Gross that she's going to share. The first one, I want to hear directly from you, Carolyn. What's your parting pearl of wisdom for our listeners today?
If you have a clear direction, you can create perfection.
And I want to also share, this is also from Carolyn, was written 12, almost 13 years ago, in the front of my personal copy, staying calm in the midst of chaos, how to keep positive in an unsettled world. Dan the man, remember, you can't be all things to all people, so just be true to yourself and deliver your programs from here. Carolyn.
Aww.
That is one of the things that has stayed with me for many, many years. It is one of the filters that I run my activities through. I call it my personal audit. And I just have to remind myself, Carolyn, am I being true to myself? And then move forward. So thank you for those two pearls at the end of this conversation today, Carolyn.
Oh, I'm so glad. It's been a thrill to be with you. Absolutely. And check out Gravitate to Health. And I should have actually said there's only three spots left. So whoever the lucky three people, well, there are, though. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's in like a month.
Yes.
And we're also keeping it small so that everybody gets to be seen, heard, and redefined.
That's wonderful. Carolyn, thank you so much for all you're doing, all you're going to do, and for allowing me to be a part of the journey with you.
Thank you, Dr. Dan. Right back at you.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Total Wellness Radio and for making us a part of your day. We look forward to having you tune in next time. Take care and be blessed. That's going to do it for this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. Remember, if you are a practitioner in the healing arts and would like to have your own interview on Total Wellness Radio, please reach out to me, 307-631-5300. That's 307-631-5300. Send me a text message, your name and your modality, and let's get you scheduled to be on an upcoming episode of Total Wellness Radio.